The Lord's Prayer. Chapter 78. Power over Lions. The power that closed the mouths of the lions when Daniel was cast into their den was not a new experience in his life. It was the same power that was always present with him, continually working in no less marvelous a fashion than when it demonstrated its ability to control wild beasts. Daniel was like all other men. He had like passions with others, and in him, as in all men, there was that unruly evil, full of deadly poison, of which inspiration declares that while every kind of beasts, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea is tamed, and has been tamed of mankind, yet the tongue can no man tame. It is evident, therefore, that if there was any power in Daniel's life to control his tongue, it was a comparatively easy thing to stop the mouths of lions, and it was because Daniel allowed this power to work in him that he was as safe in the den as out of it. The power that works in the Christian is able even to subdue all things, and this is demonstrated where the power is not restrained. Thus Paul fought with wild beasts at Ephesus and lived to tell of it. How do we know that Daniel allowed this invincible power to operate in his life? It was seen in the fact that even his enemies could find no ground in him for accusation. They were obliged to confess, after making the attempt, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Daniel knew why God had sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths. "Forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before you, O king, have I done no hurt." This was not because Daniel was naturally better than other men. He needed, like all others, to pray, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips." That which distinguished him from others was the fact that he prayed this prayer in faith. That is, he believed the Lord would do it and let him do it. He thus learned that there was nothing too hard for God, and the confidence did not desert him when it became necessary that a lesser work should be wrought in setting a watch over the mouths of the lions and keeping the door of their lips.